Program 13. Text 1. The Comparison Game.
Letters to the Editor. Sir, society has always been competitive, but in this century, life is perhaps more competitive than in any previous era. We are taught, almost from birth, to compare ourselves in mind and body with the people around us. Even as children, we are already intent on showing that we are not merely different from our fellows, but in some way superior to them. School life is an eternal competition. Every day, each child tries to prove that he is more intelligent than the next child, and every term, marks are added up to find the best as well as the worst child in the class. On the sports field, the process continues. The child now strives to demonstrate that he is faster, stronger, or more skillful than his classmates. Our jobs, our possessions, and even the areas in which we live become a matter of competition. We make out that our jobs and possessions are somehow better or more desirable than other people's, and we claim that our country, town, or village is the best, the biggest, the most friendly, or the most civilized in the world. Are we interested in proving our superiority, or is it that we take a sadistic delight in proving that some poor fellow being is inferior to us? Concerned, Tunbridge Wells.